This is the 12th and final track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. The Il Rondo Ballroom, to give it its full title, had previously been the Queen's Hall and the Astoria Ballroom, but came to prominence in the 1960s, and it is as the Il Rondo that people of that generation remember it. John Nixon was recorded in 2005 and remembers the bands who played at Il Rondo in the mid-60s.
I suppose people have mentioned the Il Rondo to you, Silver Street. Well, that was terrific, that was. I mean, that was the one good thing about Leicester. Peter Green, Fleetwood Mac, and then he'd have the American guys down there, you know, Howling Wolf, Slim Harpo, Champion Jack Dupree. I remember having a beer with him, you know. And The Who loved coming down to the Rondo. And the first time they came, I think maybe there was a couple of dozen people down there. The next time they came, they were queuing the other side of the clock tower, literally, to get in. The place was a sellout. John Mayer used to come down quite a lot. Graham Bond and his organisation used to play there quite a lot. Fleetwood Mac used to play there quite a lot. So those bands, although they were well-known in almost underground circles, if you like, not so much The Who, but those particular kind of bands, they were well-known, and it was a thrill for me to go and see them. You would very rarely go in on a packed house, and it wasn't a large place. I mean, later Fleetwood Mac went on to phenomenal success, but that's when they had Peter Green, and if anyone did go down in those days, it was just to see Peter Green. You know, really, you know, and especially the women, you know. You wouldn't believe it now looking at him, but he was the heartthrob. There was another band, who was the guy, Phil May, he was a Loughborough guy. He was from Loughborough, and they had the Pretty Things. Yeah, they used to do the Rondo. They did it more than once, you know. There was another band that were really good, but they didn't go on to do anything album-wise, called the Downliners Sect. They used to come quite a lot. They were very similar to the Pretty Things. But whenever the Pretty Things came down there, it was full of women, because they just went down for the front guy, who was Phil May. And then you get the Long John Baldrias and the Brian August and the Julie Driscolls. And then he'd put all the blues guys on, Jesse Fuller, the Sugar Pie DeSanto. And whenever Long John Baldry came down, we used to go across to the Westminster. It was called the Westminster then. It's been known as the Westminster, the Winstons, the Churchill.
On Silver Street.
That's right. And that was the famous. You'd get a drink in there first, maybe because it's slightly cheaper or whatever, but it was just a change, and it was only across the road. It was a lot of fun. Smokestack Lightning was one of the best gigs. Howling Wolf. Yeah, the Black Cat Bones band were playing, and they'd been playing for about three quarters of an hour. It was fairly moderate, pretty good blues, and everybody was like really moving to it, and decent sort of atmosphere. Kind of full. No tables, everybody was standing around. And they introduced Howling Wolf, and he came on doing Smokestack Lightning, stomping on the stage. With this guitar, it almost looked sort of minute against it. And he jumped off the stage and started stomping. He's got a really long lead for his guitar and started stomping right across the floor. And the room just parted with people. I never forget it. It was so electric, it was untrue. I mean, without the Il Rondo, we would not have been able to see any of those people, really, because apart from that, and I don't know how he did it, he seems to have some sort of coup on it or a good agent negotiating for it. But apart from that, you wouldn't have seen them.
And this is the end of the Leicester Oral History Trail. Continue along Silver Street to arrive at Eastgates near the clock tower.